Hello and welcome to the journalism.co.uk podcast, a show where we bring you insights from media industry experts to help journalists do their jobs better. I'm your host, Jacob Granger. Today, we're going to talk about how to use Reddit for your journalism. Reddit is a curious platform, and it's not like your more traditional options like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Reddit is best known for its communities and forums, which can range from the broad and followed by millions to super niche and followed by a handful of diehard fans. Yes, news publishers can build large followings here, but that's not really the point of Reddit. It's really a place where reputation matters more than popularity, and you'll gain favour by providing value to its communities. Now, we've all heard this before, right? And maybe even been burned before. So what's in it for news publishers? The Telegraph has been on the platform since the start of 2023, and senior social media editor Rachel Duffy joins me today with all you need to know to use the platform to its maximum potential for your newsroom. Stay tuned for jargon busters on subreddits and Karma, pulling off the popular AMAs, Ask Me Anythings, and using the platform for election coverage. That's all coming up, so don't go anywhere. Rachel, welcome to the journalism.co.uk podcast. Thank you ever so much for coming onto our show.
Thanks so much for having me on. I'm really excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. Today we're going to talk a lot about Reddit as a platform, which is, as far as social media platforms go, it's one of the more niche and it's also one of the lesser understood platforms. However, I understand in recent years, the Telegraph has had quite a lot of success on this platform, which hopefully we're going to dig into today. So take me back to your launch in, I believe, 2023. You started there, obviously, from ground zero. Take us back to that moment. Why was this a platform of interest to the Telegraph?
So we launched as The Telegraph, as the brand, on the platform, as you said, beginning of 2023. And it was really seen twofold. We could do a lot with audience engagement and channeling visitors back onto the site, increasing page views, but also building those relationships with users on Reddit and in those very specific communities. As of this year, Reddit has over 500 million accounts, and there's an estimated 1.2 billion monthly unique visitors. So the pool of people that you can reach on the platform really is huge. Over 70 million daily active users. Again, it's very popular in the US, but it's a lot wider than that. We're seeing stories on everything really, really picked up, both in the US and the UK and much further afield.
Was the American leaning a particular sell, as it were, for this platform and a real plus?
Yeah, I think it definitely helped that Reddit was a lot more US populated in terms of its users. But there's a lot of UK interest we've seen, and I'm sure we'll come on to the UK general election. And more widely than that, a lot of European users, EU parliamentary elections, the French elections this year. It is so popular in America, but it spans much further than that.
Yeah. And I mean, just for scale, you said there Reddit was 500 million active users.
Yeah.
Twitter, I just pulled up, it's on 600. So actually, for scale, it's not really that far behind Twitter, which, as we know, has been, well, it's kind of gone through this very strange period over the last few years where it's been more awkward to use for many publishers.
No, you're exactly right. And I think as kind of platforms like Twitter have maybe struggled internally and there's different politics going on there. And I mean, we've all seen the stories about different moderators and engineers, those teams being cut back. Reddit has really channeled all of its efforts and a lot of finances into marketing, into really bringing it out into the open. A lot of advertising now taking place on Reddit. They're really going after consumers that traditionally would maybe go first to Twitter and Facebook 5 years ago.
Right. I think the key question here, though, is what's the difference between a platform like Reddit and a more traditional platform that we might be used to using, like Twitter or Facebook or, you know, Instagram? How do you need to approach it differently as a news publisher?
I think that's a really great question because it gets to the crux of Reddit as a platform, that it is so different. I think you have a lot of comparables on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram that just aren't there on Reddit. So whereas those platforms, you follow people, maybe your friends, maybe people in the media or in popular culture that you're a fan of.
Yeah.
Reddit, you don't necessarily follow people. We don't measure the Telegraph's success on Reddit through how many followers we have. We measure our success through karma, which is what you get when users upvote and they respond positively to something that you've posted. So I would say the big difference on Reddit is that it's very community-led and community-focused. So you may join a community and that's how they measure their success and their size. So for example, there's a US politics community, millions of users, UK politics community, and you get more and more niche the further you look. Anything that you have a specific interest in, that you want to find like-minded individuals to talk about that topic, to debate, to ask for advice, whether that's yoga or Chelsea Football Club, there is a specific subreddit of users already talking about this topic that you have this vested interest in. And so being able to, as a publisher, target those specific communities is really brilliant, because you know you have a base of people that are going to be interested in this article you've just written about, because it's what they're already talking about. Whereas maybe on Facebook and Twitter, it's a bit more difficult to just put articles out and hope that some catch and some people find it interesting. And obviously we know that those platforms, people are interested in politics, they're interested in current affairs. Maybe Instagram, they're slightly more interested in lifestyle and relationships. Whereas on Reddit, you have all of those things in one place, but just in these specific communities.
Right. Just so I've understood that correctly, on Reddit, reputation trumps popularity.
Yes, that's it, exactly. No one is following people to stay updated on them, but they are joining communities to make sure that they're kept up to date, that those communities have a reputation, that they know that they're going to have engaging conversations with other users in that community. And that's where community-led moderators come in. It's a very community-led thing on Reddit, where people aren't paid. They're just, for example, part of the United Kingdom politics subreddit, and they take it upon themselves. It depends on the size of the community, maybe 2, maybe 20, to just moderate the comments, moderate the debate, make sure that what people are posting is in line with the rules in that specific community, and make sure that it's all above board and people are speaking to each other respectfully. And in some cases, which maybe isn't great for publishers, that those bigger organizations and pages aren't spamming these communities with content and just kind of trying to drive clicks, that they're really fostering relationships that are going both ways.
Okay, so let's do a little jargon buster on what we've heard so far. On Reddit, you have subreddits, which are basically forums. You'll see those as r/ and then your topic. And this can be something broad like r/world news with some 41 million members, or something highly niche. Now, not all of these are particularly serious, mind you. A friend of mine just sent me r/bread stapled to trees, which is exactly what it sounds like, pictures of bread stapled to trees. Reddit's tagline is, dive into anything, after all. But if you are a specialised newsroom or covering a highly specific topic, chances are there's a subreddit for you, and Reddit could be a goldmine. You have users and accounts, for example, u/thetelegraph. Users can create subreddits, The Telegraph hasn't, as well as post into other subreddits. But you will need to adhere to the rules as enforced by the moderators, like what posts are allowed and banned, general decorum for commenting, guidelines for media, and so on. Posts and comments are upvoted and downvoted based on how useful or valuable it is. It's not really about agreement or disagreement, like likes or shares. The difference between your upvoted and downvoted post is known as karma. Karma is your reputation. It's an indication of posting in good faith, and it's how users gauge how trustworthy your account is. The Telegraph's 1.6 combined post and comment karma is, all things considered, pretty high for a Reddit account. The Washington Post, by comparison, has 2.4 million karma. The Financial Times is on 40,000. The trick to Reddit isn't just slapping your links into the forum and hoping for the best, as Rachel explains next.
We're following conversations that users are just organically having in those subreddits. We're seeing how we can take content that we have on the site, maybe in the paper, and advance those conversations. Maybe people are speaking specifically about some new tanks that have been sent to Ukraine. And hey, we've just had Hamish de Breton Gordon, who is a tank expert, speaking on the podcast. So we might copy over a few lines of text from that day's podcast and a link to the play page where people can go and listen if they want a full synopsis of what's going on that day. And we'll pop that in one of those subreddits. Or equally, people might be speaking about Zelensky's visit to the UK. Obviously, last year, that was a huge moment when he spoke in the Great Hall in Westminster. Well, we're in a very privileged position where we're getting pictures and video and live stream from that event very, very quickly, maybe even quicker than individual users are seeing it come on their kind of social platforms. So maybe we would do a gallery post of Zelensky's speech in 5 pictures of him meeting senior cabinet ministers, British MPs, shaking hands, and we would just do a gallery of those images to make sure that the conversation that users are having, maybe some people are on the ground and sending in updates, but we also have the visual side of things as well.
Right. So you're really bringing in a lot of your premium news content, whether that's copy, whether that's, you know, media assets. You're taking it from your website and pasting it into those forums, those subreddits.
Yes, exactly. And in a way, it's similar to what we're doing on other platforms. You know, those pictures I was saying about from Zelensky's speech, we're taking those pictures and we're taking the analysis on other platforms. We're doing similar galleries on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. But I think on Reddit, it's so uniquely advantageous because you have this committed community that are only interested in Zelensky and Ukraine. So you're really targeting them. Whereas when you post the same thing over on Twitter, of course, people are going to be interested, but maybe you're not hitting people that is their niche and that's exactly what they want to read.
And is any of this content paywalled? You know, are you bringing over content that would otherwise be behind a paywall, or, you know, what's the stance on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it comes back to the moderators and the rules and guidelines in subreddits. And a lot of them being very against spamming, as they would call it, you know, a publisher coming in and just posting 40, 50 of their stories and hoping one sticks. Or self-promotion, which is another rule that we see on a lot of subreddits. People don't want their very organic community to have to deal with people just shouting about their successes, especially in a publisher capacity. So we've really had to build up those relationships. And one way that we've done that is copying over quite a lot of the article from the site onto the subreddit so we can comment as the Telegraph, as other users would comment and ask questions. We would comment a chunk of the article that we've linked to so people can use it, they can sample it, they can see what we're writing. We're not just putting a headline and kind of clickbaiting them to come onto the site. We know that they're there for a reason and it's to engage in that community.
That's interesting and it makes a lot of sense. But are you also in it for the referral traffic, or is it just purely about, you know, brand building on the platform?
We are seeing a lot of success with referral traffic from Reddit. Not only things that we're posting, but as the Telegraph brand is getting bigger and articles are striking chords with people, individual Reddit users sometimes post our articles. We see a spike in traffic and it's not maybe something that the Telegraph account has posted on Reddit, but an individual user has said, hey, this is a really interesting article. It all channels back through the same referrals and page views onto the site. So as much as it's incredibly important for community building, it is a very, very strong source of referral traffic for us.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I mean, I'm sure our audience listening to this who are news publishers are probably thinking, you know, where's the mutual benefit? Where is the exchange in value? You know, why give up all of this value? What's really in return? What would be your answer to that question?
I would say that it's incredibly valuable to news publishers, especially those wanting to grow their more global audiences and readership. We spoke about the US engagement on the platform, it's so difficult, I think, and I'm just speaking in a kind of personal capacity here, to really compete with these huge US titles, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, to really stand out in a crowded marketplace. So I think that being able to post a specific article that we've written about Texas from a travel feature onto the r/Texas subreddit, where I'm going to take a punt and say 70% of people on that subreddit either live or used to live in Texas, and maybe 90% live in the US, you're getting that referral traffic from a much more global audience than maybe your Twitter followers, who are based more in the UK and are interested in UK domestic politics.
I mean, typically, how much effort are you putting in, you know, every day on Reddit? What's kind of your rough workflow, and what's the scale of your sort of investment there?
For me personally, I'm kind of very invested in Reddit at this point. So it's the first thing I'll check when I come in the morning. I'll read the newspaper and the app on my way in. I'll have in the back of my mind, has this gone on Reddit overnight? What subreddits can this story I've just really enjoyed on the tube in? What subreddits can that go in? And then I will check through, and our staffing will have someone working until quite late on an evening. So I'll see if any stories particularly picked up since I left the previous evening. I'll go through our inbox, see if there's any messages from particular moderators. Sometimes they just will be positive and say, we really enjoyed this article. Sometimes it might just be, can we tone down our posting a little bit? Maybe we just post in a particular subreddit once a day, so we're not spamming and it still is user focused. We're also consistently setting up AMAs, the Ask Me Anythings. So that involves a lot of communication with moderators of those subreddits. So I'll be going back to them and seeing what dates work for them, what times work for them. If there's any particular Telegraph journalists that their community really enjoy and really regularly post about themselves spontaneously rather than us coming in with their stories, which is often the case, I will go on to our analytics system and I'll see the kind of page views and subscriptions that have been brought in the previous day from Reddit. Are we a little bit below where we would expect to be? Are we a little bit above? Have we had an article do particularly well? Is that something that we can shout about to the wider newsroom, that a specific interview has picked up, or that a specific health feature has really caught on fire? You know, can we do more on that because it's done so well on the platform, or if we're a bit down, what more can we be doing? So for me and for the team, it really is built into our daily workflow, and I would really recommend any publishers, and I know a lot are, that are investing in Reddit, you really seeing it as a consistent feature in your daily workflow rather than something that you do when you have spare time.
Right. Okay. I think that's quite a key message, that consistency is the key here. You know, you want to be consistently posting, you want to be consistently... Is there a sense in your mind that if you're inactive for a while, you'll lose some sort of momentum that you've built on the platform?
That's interesting, because Reddit has less of an algorithm maybe than Twitter and TikTok do, where you want to be regularly posting and you want to be hitting those kind of key... Every 3 hours on Instagram, you're getting something up. So I think if for some reason we didn't post anything for a week on Reddit, we would still have those communities of value and we would still have the brand recognition and the karma. But it would certainly hit our referral traffic and kind of the analytics side of things. And as well, we're genuinely going to these communities with a message of, we have excellent quality journalism on a topic that you already find super interesting. So I think maintaining our side of the bargain and our promise of keeping regular updates in those communities, I'm thinking here especially of Ukraine, it wouldn't work for us to just kind of post when something big happens or maybe when there's a particular decision on Storm Shadow missiles. You know, we want to be maintaining that interest every day.
Right. Forgive me if this is a naive question, Rachel, but does Reddit have an equivalent of a news feed?
Yeah, that's a really great question. It does. There's a homepage, so users can just flick through, see what's trending. It will be any manner of different things, mainly based on the subreddits that you're engaged with. That's where the algorithm, of course, comes in.
Is that the popular tab?
Yes, yeah, that's the one. So there's home and there's popular. And you can flick through those, see what people are talking about just organically on the community.
Do you find that users have their own individual habits in terms of they'll go specifically to particular subreddits rather than relying on what's appearing on their homepage?
Yes, in an individual capacity, when I'm using my personal Reddit account, I wouldn't necessarily go through the homepage. I would normally go with a question and I would think, for example, okay, I have this question on running, so I'm going to go to this running community and I'm going to ask them about breathing techniques or cooling down exercises, rather than just kind of hoping to find something that I'm interested in.
Because I think that's a fundamental difference, because when users go to Twitter or Facebook, there's an amount of serendipity there, right? Yeah. They don't really know what they're going there for. They might discover what's trending. I feel like with Reddit, they go in there with a specific search query in mind. And so to really put that in a question to you, how does that change how you post as a news publisher? If you know that people are going to be looking for something very intently, what does that mean for you?
That's when we target those bigger subreddits, because it's a bigger volume of users going to a specific place, and making sure that when they are scrolling through those subs, our content is what stands out to them. And again, publishers have a distinct advantage over just individual users here, because we have a catalogue of millions of really high quality pictures from our picture agency partners, or we have brilliant video that we have the rights to that maybe an individual user can't just take a video.
Professional quality information, right? Qualified information as well.
Yes, so our content may stand out over individual users because it adds something different. An individual user might offer an opinion, whereas we're able to do a fact check piece and really drill down on everything that one side is saying over the other side.
Yeah. So I think we've broadly kind of talked about the fact that really with Reddit, the value of it is on the platform. And if news publishers are to succeed, they need to be providing value to the platform. And the currency of all of this, as we've said numerous times in passing, is karma, which we haven't really dug into as a concept in of itself. But broadly speaking, that's posting in good faith, right?
That's it, exactly. So karma is a measure that people really use to see how seriously you maybe take that platform. So the Telegraph, very excitingly, is at 1.6 million karma. And the 1 million karma goal was something that we really set out as a benchmark that we wanted to reach and that we wanted to achieve in a certain time frame. Obviously, reaching that, it wasn't an arbitrary goal because everyone likes a million. It was as a marker that we were there and we were seriously interacting.
What works to build karma? What have you found works best?
Quite simply, giving a community what they want to read. So we would receive karma for putting quite a critical story about Zelensky or Ukraine in one of those Ukraine subreddits. We know that we want to serve them with the most positive messages, as I was saying, with galleries of Zelensky doing speeches. I think things that were more critical about different European nations maybe suspending some of their funding. You know, we've seen a lot with Viktor Orban recently, disagreements internally within the European Parliament. We would maybe keep that away from those specific subreddits because it's not a story that they want to see. I'm sure they're aware of it, but it's not something that audience is going to take kindly to. So we would, of course, still post those stories. You know, it's really important that we get the full picture, but we'd maybe put that story about EU Parliament and disagreements about funding for Ukraine in the European politics Reddit.
Right. So there's a very conscious decision-making process in terms of where you post and which communities you want to be seen in. I mean, karma works both ways, right? You can uprank and downrank things. So is that one thing you've noticed, that posting in the wrong subreddits can negatively affect your karma?
Yes, in a way. If we didn't have a strategy and we were posting any article on UK politics that was related to UK politics, even if it's something that we know the community aren't as interested in, we would be seeing those downvotes. And it's interesting to see something that you thought they might be more interested in getting downvotes. So it's certainly a helpful way of just informing future strategy, definitely.
Karma indicates that a user takes the platform seriously, and one of the most effective ways The Telegraph has built up its karma is through AMAs, Ask Me Anythings. AMAs are really big on Reddit in particular, and it's an opportunity for journalists to go into a specific subreddit to answer user questions with all their knowledge, access, and insight. The Telegraph has done these before on Ukraine and other entertainment topics, but this year they had a real big push for the UK general election. The Telegraph had journalists and political editors on subreddits like r/UKpolitics as part of a four-part AMA series, two held before the polls opened and two after the results, to provide a comprehensive run-up to and analysis of the UK general election. Here's how it all worked.
24 hours before the AMA, a Q&A if you will, we post that Ben from The Telegraph will be answering your questions on everything election related, what it could mean for the future of the Conservative Party, what it will mean for Labour going forward, general questions on how to vote. We link to our guides. So leave your questions now. And then over the next day, users pop their questions. They're incredibly advanced. You know, these users, they're in these politics communities daily. They know exactly what they're talking about. They want Ben's insights. Things maybe that he wouldn't put in an article, he is able to have a more informal conversation on these platforms with users directly, just calling them by their name. It feeds into our reader-led strategy when journalists go below the line on the site. Mm-hmm. It's taking that and it's replicating it off-platform, hopefully with the end goal that those users will make their journeys onto the site, because in Ben's answers, for example, he's linking to stories he's done. Maybe an interesting question about what do you think, as a political reporter, you're in a unique position where you've actually met Keir Starmer, you've spoken to him, you've maybe been on the same plane as him. What's he like as a person? Because I'm just seeing these TV debates. And Ben's able to give a bit more context that he maybe wouldn't do a full article on. And he's also able to say, I did do a story about, you know, the man behind the mask, and I followed him on the campaign trail for 4 weeks. And if you want to hear a bit more about that, here's a link to that story. But it's not just going in with the link cold and, you know, you click on it or you don't click on it. It's giving those users a lot more of an insight into our journalism before we're suggesting that they make onward journeys.
You know, just a small little question on that. How much runway did you give between like announcing you would do the AMA and then actually doing it? How much sort of lead up time was there?
Yeah, that's really interesting. So a lot of it is in the background liaising with the moderators and kind of making sure that they're happy with a particular journalist and the questions that they'll answer, because as moderators, they're part of that community.
Right. So you had to clear that hurdle first, really.
Yes, exactly. We maybe wouldn't go to the Labour subreddit and say, hey, do you want to speak to one of our political reporters? Because there wouldn't be an appetite, quite frankly. But in just politics general ones, there are. So it's a lot of back and forth, I would say, between a week to 2 weeks. And also you're making sure that your own journalist is free. Then they're running from different battle buses to, you know, factories all over the country. So making sure that they have an hour to 2 hours on a specific date, and then you announce it to the community 24 hours before that question and answer session will take place. So they have 24 hours to leave all of their questions. The moderators who you've built this good relationship with often very helpfully pin it to the top of that subreddit. So as we were saying before, user behavior and routine, they're checking their subreddits every day that they're interested in. Oh, what's that at the very top pinned? AMA tomorrow, I'll leave a question. And obviously those users get notified when the journalist is live in the comments answering questions, and when their own question is answered as well. And a lot of kind of back and forth, people going back to our journalists' answers with more questions, and a really nice conversation.
And you'll do it all again later this year for the American election?
Yes, we will. We're hoping to get our editor out on the ground to do one in r/politics, which, as I said, biggest US politics subreddit, 8.6 million members in that sub. And so hopefully Tony will be able to speak about his experiences of covering the election. He was at the debate just last week. He was in the spin room. So really kind of giving users that inside unique perspective.
Yeah. When we think about social media platforms over the last few years, there's been a real rise of, you know, abuse towards journalists, toxicity on platforms. What's your experience of that on Reddit?
Yeah, I think we've only seen positivity, really. I think especially when it's an AMA and it's a very individual level. It's not just a name and a headline. It's a journalist answering questions directly. But it's definitely an issue. And I think good thing is that moderators are able to just make sure that conversations are fit for purpose.
Nice that you have the moderators on your side then in that sense.
Definitely.
Cool. Okay, parting piece of advice then as we wrap up the call. What would be your one piece of advice for a, you know, a news publisher listening to this podcast, thinking about launching on Reddit? What would be your one word of wisdom for them?
Spend the time going through the subreddits that are the most interesting to your specific niche as a publisher. Build relationships with the moderators and really do your research. Don't just kind of go in and spam.
Fabulous. Well, Rachel, this has been amazing. Thank you ever so much for speaking to me. This has been really, really useful. I really enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me on. Me too.
My takeaway for today is that if you go to Reddit in search of harvesting users for your website, you'll probably be disappointed. It's a platform where the currency is reputation, and the only way to grow it is to provide value, like pasting in news articles or doing AMAs. Now that's a big ask, I understand that, especially given the history of social media platforms. But in exchange, what you'll find are highly engaged users in some of the most serious or silly topics, and you can give them exactly what they're looking for. In the Telegraph's experience, this is a great springboard for building loyal audiences. Now, is your newsroom using Reddit? I would love to know. Let's continue the conversation. I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter/X@JPGJournalism, or email me on jacob@journalism.co.uk. You can check out all of our episodes on all your usual podcast platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search and subscribe to the journalism.co.uk podcast. But that's all we have time for this week. I've been your host, Jacob Granger. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time.